Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so there's all sorts of analytics and numbers and stats and whatever. I'm sure somebody is going to come up with something that says, oh, Lamar Jackson versus the Blitz. Just blah, 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 blah. Listen, for those of you that live in mommy's basement, your answer to everything is going to be, well, this analytic and this statistic and this. Games are different, man. They're played by different people, different teams, different defenses, different mindsets, what have you. You want to give up 35 points? Go right ahead. Play soft, play conservative, play too deep. Take everything away over the top. Make sure you see everything. Tackle. Get them to the ground. Gang tackle. What have you. And maybe you'll win. If you execute in a lot of different ways and areas, maybe you'll win. But if this team wants to be a bunch of badasses, if this team wants to make up for some of their questions, some of their shortcomings, they will operate the way they have operated for the most part the last couple of weeks, much more aggressive. Not that they weren't aggressive from the start, but aggressive in a coordinated sort of way, doing different things. We didn't see Bobby Wagner blitzing the snot out of people on third downs in the first two games. At least I don't remember that. Maybe he did. I don't remember that. But let me just give you one quick number, and then we'll turn it over back to you guys. Again, this per Pro Football Reference, everybody grades things different way. I have no idea where they get exactly their information, whether they're doing it themselves, but it's a widely used statistical database, right? The Commanders, through five games, have only blitzed, according to Pro Football Reference, 27.5% of the time. To me, And that was after, I think it was like 41% after week one. So clearly they have gone down as games have evolved and averages and bigger sample size and what have you. Right? I don't need you to blitz every down. I don't need you to blitz all the time. I just need you to carry a little bit of a big stick and to say, you know what? They're really hard to stop. No matter what that loudmouth idiot thinks about Lamar Jackson in the pocket, he's wrong. He's going to show how wrong he is. But if you let him, man, if you just sit there and go, we're afraid he's going to take off. We're afraid he's going to break contain. We're afraid he's going to do this. No, don't do that. And that's not this willy-nilly stuff. That's not what this team, that's not what I don't think this defensive coordinator or this head coach operates as. So while it doesn't have to be like blitzing 50% of the time, nobody's asking for that. Can you give me 38% of the time? Can you give me 40% of the time? And again, if you miss a tackle, that's not because you blitzed. It's because you missed a tackle. Because you didn't gang tackle. Because you were out of your gap. There's reasons why they watch hours and hours and hours and hours of tape. Stay in your gap. Stay disciplined. I know it's easier said than done. But you can blitz. You can hem. You can push. You can collapse. You can cave and not be a wimp and go down with your tail between your legs. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the phones. Our guy D-Dub is with us on the Team 980. D-Dub, how are you?
Hi, how you doing,
bro? What's up, D-Dub?
Hey, listen, man, I'm going to tell y'all something. You know what I mean? You said you got regulars. Man, I've been listening to y'all for a long time, but when we started stinking, I just didn't have the, I don't know, the gumption to call. But I was back in the day when a Cowboys fan or a Raven fan called in, Doc, or especially Brian, he'll hang up on him. I remember them days. But I want to say this, though. You are exactly right. You talk about blitzing 7 times. I want them to blitz about 12 times. They got to stop. They got to stop that bulldozer in the back. You know who that is. That's Henry. Mm-hmm. And as far as Lamar, as far as Daniel, as far as the quarterback for Kansas City, they're like, to me, they're the Michael Jordans of football, man. They can will a game. You understand? They got it like that. They got to hem Lamar up. And as far as the defense, I told you all this week, I've been talking to you, the offense is way ahead of the defense because of Jaden. So now the defense normally – would be ahead of the offense, but they catching up. All we need is a ninja on one of them corners to go in there and get in that backfield. I want one more thing, Bruce, and I'm out of here. If we win Sunday, I'm asking your man who played the music mm-hmm. just play one song for the whole city by Tony. It feels good to me. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you, D-Dub. Is that the same song that we play every Friday? It feels good, right? Tony. Yeah. Okay. So we've already played it today, but we'll play it again.
You can add it to rotation.
Absolutely.
Guys.
I mean, even though it's not a Motown, we'll play it again. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. We say hello to our guy, Paul. What up, Paulie? LGM, baby.
Hell to the W, man. Let's go Mets, baby.
Yep.
Hey, look, man. I've been saying this all year long, before the season, during the season. You just said it earlier. Complimentary football, man. You know what I mean? Complimentary football, offense, defense, special teams. Let's put it all together. I'm with you. Let's keep our identity. They tell us identity is arrived fast and violently. Let's keep arriving fast and violently. All right? We're going to run that ball. I don't care about we might not be able to run. No, we're going to run the ball. We got Bam Bams up front, too, man. Al Greddy, Biotis, Cosme, Wiley, Coleman, and Lucas. Hey, like you said, it ain't broke. Don't fix it, man. You know what I mean? Both of them are playing well over there. You know, they're keeping each other fresh, and they're wearing out the dude on the other side of them. Pause. You know what I mean? Let's keep going with that on offense, man. Defense, man, like you said, you got to tackle. Not just tackle, game tackle. Everybody needs to be flying to the ball, man. You got to stop Henry before he get going. You know what I mean? Lamar, let's keep him in the pocket. I know what you're saying, Russell. The man is great, 2-time MVP, but if there's a chink in his armor, it's him throwing from the pocket. I got you on that. You know what I mean? Let's get some turnovers. You know, let's get an interception out there, man. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm feeling good about this game. I said Cincinnati game with Jaden Daniels coming out party. Well, Sunday at 1 o'clock is going to be the Washington Commanders coming out party, putting the league on notice. We here. We ain't going nowhere, baby. Hail to the W, man. Let's go. Let's go Mets, baby.
There you go, Paul. He's strong call, as always. 210, Team 980. Now, listen, I haven't been able to find exactly the numbers that I want just yet, okay? So I got to do more research because all these numbers and analytics are all over the place. I understand Lamar Jackson has carved up the blitz from time to time. I get it. I understand that. I think it was the Browns last week. Sal Palantonio was at Northwest Stadium, and he was putting up a graphic about how the Browns versus Lamar Jackson last year, when they didn't blitz him in the first matchup, they got sliced and diced. When they did in the second matchup, and I forget the exact numbers, I have to try and see if I could find the graphic. When they did in the second matchup, they carved him up. Now, I take you back to what happened in early January against D'Amico Ryans in Houston, right? Lamar struggled in the first half, so did the Ravens, but then got it cranking and ultimately wound up with 2 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, 100-plus rushing yards, 100 passer rating, 252 total yards, a 121 quarterback rating, and – The number that I was looking for after the porous first half, and I just want to make sure that I get it right, is that he carved up the blitz pretty good. Okay? That's okay. Nobody's saying Lamar Jackson is not going to have any answer for the blitz. I'd be pissed. I'd be disappointed if he didn't. Guys, it's not about shutting out everything and shutting down everything. That's not what this game is about. Not when you go against top shelf talent. This is about limiting the damage. This is about forcing field goals instead of giving up a turnover every possession. This is about not giving them the ball at your 45 and instead making them go 75. This is about getting a turnover, getting a couple of sacks, getting a couple of run stops, and taking your chances. That's what this is about. It gives you the best opportunity, to make him do what is his only weakness. And that is constrained in the pocket. Can he beat you 30 times or 25 times or whatever it might be? Can he just sit there and play pitch and catch? And I don't think he can. There's a lot to do before you get to that, but I don't think he can. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Alex in Alexandria. What's up, Alex?
Oh, you didn't know. I better call somebody.
You better call somebody.
Okay, here comes the Commanders.
Yes, sir.
And I agree with you on the Jane Daniels. It's not just him, but he has changed the culture for other teams to approach this team in the past, because it's the ability of him getting out of the pocket and throwing the ball. And I 100% agree, and I said this 2 weeks ago before this game with my buddies at work, how we beat the Ravens. I said, well, you put 8 or 9 guys on the line, you stop the run, you play man-to-man, make him beat you with the throw. If he can beat you with the throw in the football, amen. More power to them.
Yeah, you go down that way, right?
Yeah, I mean, because he has proven that he's not a very consistent player at throwing the football. He's good at when he gets off the pocket, and then he can also throw the ball on the run. But if you keep him inside, I think we have a chance. But, just let the game be here on Sunday. This is not a battle of the Beltway, by the way, because Baltimore is not around the Beltway.
I hear you.
By the way.
Well, again, you won't hear us talking about silly stuff, you know, like battle of the Beltways. I mean, like, we'll occasionally mention like that during the Orioles and Nationals because that's what people call it. I know there's no Beltways connected and all that. I don't care enough about that stuff. All I know is it's a regional thing, right? And here's the one thing that is kind of interesting. The Commanders right now are in a position where finally they can strike back at the advancement that the Ravens have made into their geographical and territorial areas of dominance and reign in terms of controlling the fan base and that's why this is important. Not because of some slogan battle of the Beltways or some made up rivalry when you only play each other 4 years and in a preseason game that doesn't matter. The most important thing from an organizational standpoint, besides the actual win, is trying to infiltrate or trying to take control back, trying to push back against the Ravens and Lamar Jackson surge into areas that you used to control and own and operate in and run in. That's why it's important.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there. I know people that know people, so I was lucky enough to get me
Atta boy.
A couple of tickets. And I'm wearing my my burgundy and gold.
Attaboy.
And I'm still, to me, I will. Oh, there will always be, you know, one name.
I hear you. Well, let's worry about that. Let's worry about that another time. But I hope you have fun, and I hope they come away with a win just for you. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. It's not Philadelphia. That's for damn sure. Appreciate you, Alex. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Coming up, we're going to ask you this. What happens? What is the narrative if they lose a close game? What happens if, and what is the narrative if they get blown out? We know what the narrative is going to be if they win. Close, blowout, one-sided, whatever. We don't need to worry about that. What is the narrative and how different is it to lose by a field goal as opposed to getting just trampled on? You see where we're kind of looking? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'll give you my spin on that. Coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, we had a request for it, so Maddie decided to roll it back for a second time already today. But it does feel good on a feel-good football Friday. See, others do football Friday. We don't just do football Friday. We have to be different. Coming up, our dual Super Six Packs. That's right, the most creative, the most innovative, the most revolutionary, the most unique segment in sports talk history. And we didn't steal it from anybody. We created it our own. Six games against the NFL spread, including the Commanders each and every week. Six teams ranked 1 through 6. We don't go 6 through 1. No, 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 no. We go 1 through 6. We start at the top, the creme de la creme, baby. And we also don't have an honorable mention list of 14 teams. Will we put the Commanders higher than number 6, which is where they were last week? When we were, again, as usual, the most unique radio show that there is, certainly on all of our stations, and I think in the world, right? We talk a lot of hardcore sports, a lot of fiery opinions. We got a bunch of whack jobs on the phones. I'm a dope sometimes. We make fun of Linnell. We have the DOC. We have guests. We don't have guests. We're all over the place, right? You never get the same show. But I put the Commanders in number 6 last week. A lot of you didn't. A lot of you didn't have it. Linnell still doesn't have it. But I put them in at 6. Did they go higher this week after a dominant win against the Cleveland Browns?
There's something that I believe in regarding that.
What's that?
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Attaboy. That's going to get Ben Conti going. I guarantee you within 5 minutes I'll have a text from Ben Conti saying he's like at his desk like clapping like Joe Hendry. He loves that bit. All right. Here's the numbers before we get to Nate and Upper Marlboro. From Next Gen Stats, okay, from the playoff game against the Houston Texans and D'Amico Ryans last January. Now, Baltimore was not good in the first half. They were not good. There's no way anybody could say that they were. In the second half, they were as mediocre, bad, not good, whatever, as they were in the first half, they were awesome in the second half. So you take the context and put it all together. And Next Gen Stats, which, you know, again, many of you understand what I'm referring to, but in case you don't, it's all chip technology. It's not individually graded, what have you, by a human being. It's all measured by the technology that the league employs. A 75% blitz rate from the Texans. That's a career high. So the Texans thought the same thing. We're either going to whoop his ass or he's going to whoop our ass. And in the second half, he whooped their ass. Now, there's all sorts of reasons for that, right? Again, if your offense can stay on the field, maybe your defense doesn't bend and collapse. Injury, so on and so forth. Lamar versus the blitz completed 13 of 18 passes for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. Pretty good, right? He got rid of the ball more than a second quicker against the blitz in the second half, which is when they had all their success. 2.25 seconds, according to Next Gen Stats, compared to the first half, where he was holding on to the ball, trying to figure out things, 3.51. So again, if you can launch blitz attacks and looks and change it up and mess with his eyes and all of that stuff and take away stuff down the field so that Mark Andrews, so that Zay Flowers, so that Isaiah Likely aren't just running around and he can easily see them. And again, this is easier said than done. You can blitz Lamar effectively. You don't have to do it 75%. As a matter of fact, I would not suggest to do it 75%. Oh, who am I, though? That's D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans obviously thought it was a good idea, and he got burned for it. He was really good in the first half, really bad in the second half. Or you know, from a Houston defense, I should say. My point is that you get one chance. You don't get 10 chances. You get one chance. And either you can go home with your tail between your legs getting your ass kicked, or you can try to kick their ass. And for those that say, well, just sit back, play conservative, rally to the ball, tackle, some of that is all fair, right? You can't play 60-plus snaps that way. They're going to carve you up like a Thanksgiving turkey. If you just play soft zones, if you just... you know, we can't pressure Lamar. We've got to let him just carve us up. No. We can't trust that Emmanuel Forbes and Benjamin St. Juice and Mikey Sanders are still going to be able to hold up in coverage. Well, I mean, it's not like they've been great in coverage to begin with. So maybe some extra blitzing against a really good offense will help. Maybe you run blitz and you run into Derrick Henry a couple of times. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Nate in Upper Marlboro. Back on the phones on the Team 980. Nate, how are you, pal?
What up, Chris?
What's up, Nate?
Hey, not much, man. Hey, man, I was just telling Maddie, man, that I pretty much agree with you, man. And it's not that I don't think that Lamar can work from the pocket, because I think he can. But I think when you're dealing with monsters like this, you know, it's you got to choose your poison. And I believe that Derrick Henry will be bro. I think Derrick Henry will be more of a threat to us than Lamar. I think if we shut down Henry and keep Henry out the end zone, and you like you said, you force Lamar to be Superman. Mm-hmm. I think that gave us a better chance.
Yeah, man. How about this, Nate, right? Like, you don't even have to shut him down, but can you not give up an 85-yard touchdown run, virtually exactly. Untouched, which he had against Buffalo for Baltimore at the start of that Sunday night game? Can you not give up a 50-plus-yard run, again, virtually untouched, like he did in overtime against the Bengals last week? Like, that's going to be the thing.
Agree.
You are going to give up runs and yards and carries. Like Linnell thinks everything should be a shutout and everybody should play perfect. And that's not the way the game works. You're going to give up 4, 5, 6-yard chunks to Derrick Henry. Fine. Good. Yeah. Again, you don't want that every single play because eventually they'll spring big ones. But you're going to give up some of those. But what you can't do is give up the 88-yarder. What you can't do is give up the 50-plus-yarder, especially untouched. Yeah. Or even if it's touched, if you will, you get somebody there and he just olays it, or he just misses tackles, you know, and he just runs around them or through them or over them or whatever. I mean, that's what you can't have.
Yeah. Yep, and I think it's also twofold with Henry, because if Henry is gashy, that's also ball control. So not only is he gashy, Ravens is also having ball control.
Correct.
And I don't.
It's ball control unless he runs for 88 on you on first and 10 from the 12.
Exactly.
You know, it's not ball control. That is score control or game control. You know.
Yep.
But to your point, you can't let them have the ball for 36, 37 minutes either.
Exactly. And then my last point about it is, I want to, like you said, make Lamar be Superman. Make him have to prove it. I want him at the end of the game, whether a win or a loss, I want him to be so tired, he probably can't even do the interview after the game. Like, have him dog tired, because, like you said, if he got to throw 30 or 35, you never know. We might get one or two interceptions. I mean, you never know. So I say keep the ball in his hands And other thing, like you were saying also, I'm not necessarily believing keeping them in the pocket and all. I'm a believer in playing football. You know, you play your game, you blitz, you do this, you force them to make a mistake. I'm not going to allow him to sit back there and be comfortable.
Attaboy, Nate.
He killed me.
Yeah, I'm with you in just about every way, if not every way. Thank you. Good. Have a good weekend. We'll get to Mark. We'll get to Sam. We'll get to you. 301-230-0980. We'll get to that question about what will a close loss, what will a blowout loss tell us? We know what a win will tell us. That they're for real, that they're Super Bowl contenders, they're playoff contenders, they're the talk of the NFL, blah, 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 blah. We know that. Let's not waste any time. We know that. What will a close loss, what will a blowout loss tell us? We'll tackle that next, plus more of your calls after a quick trending alert right here, right now. All right, Commanders wrapping up the practice week before heading up to Baltimore on Saturday afternoon for Sunday's 1 o'clock game. Our pregame coverage begins at 9 a.m. right here on the Team 980 with Earl Forsey and as well Linnell Willingham and Denton Day. We'll carry you through from 11 in the morning through the end of the game. The DOC takes your calls on the way home from wherever you are watching the game. Hopefully a Commanders win, and if it is one, they will improve to 5-1. And again, have won their fifth in a row, and they will clearly be even more the talk of the NFL. Russell Wilson is probably going to be the number two quarterback for the first time this year against the Las Vegas Raiders, says Mike Tomlin. He's missed every game as the third quarterback because of the reoccurring calf strain. The Cleveland Browns in Philadelphia this weekend, they've ruled out Nick Chubb, who's trying to make his way back, hasn't played since week two of last year, and David Njoku. Joku will play against the Eagles, so he returned against Washington last week and had a catch on their first drive. Derek Mason of the 49ers, after the San Francisco guys with a big win last night, with a AC joint, a sprained AC joint in the shoulder that's not considered serious. We will see, as obviously they have some turnaround time here, but of course the 49ers are already without Christian McCaffrey, who is trying to make his return. And tonight, in college football, it is Maryland hosting Northwestern. You can hear it. Pregame coverage beginning at 7. Kick from College Park right around 8 o'clock on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app with Johnny Holiday behind the mic. And that's what's trending. All right, it is a feel-good football Friday. We'll get right back to the calls in a sec. 301-230-0980. We'll say hello to Mark and Sam in just a minute. Guys, hang in there. 301-230-0980 if you want to get through on the old X. It's at WrestleMania621. Maddie's at Mr_Me93, the radio station, at Team 980. And we'll have our dueling Super Six Packs and all that stuff. The Commanders are in it. I'm not going to obviously hide. Oh, duh, they won by a blowout last week. The question is how high? How high do I have the Commanders this week in the most unique, revolutionary, innovative, groundbreaking segment in sports talk radio history? I guarantee you, nobody's done this before. Nobody will ever do it again. I'm too good. I'm too smart. This show rocks, okay? No matter what you might think of me and how much criticism you all had the audacity to give me about having Vinny Serrato on the show and how much the youngest in charge tried to sabotage the interview in question three, the hell with all of you. But the Commanders are in it, man. The question is how high are they? Are they top three? Are they top three in the NFL? And what happens if they win? Could they jump ahead of currently undefeated teams next week? We'll see. We'll see together. Before I get to that, I did want to just get, you know, to this, which is, if they lose a close game, back and forth, punch for punch, 27-24, 24-21, 30-27, you know what I'm talking about. 3-point game, 4-point game, if they cover the 7. But especially if it's a 3-point game, maybe a 4-point game at max. You know what I'm talking about. And it's not just because they score a late garbage time touchdown. I'm talking punch for punch. They're going at it, and they lose. What does that tell us? What does a blowout loss tell us? Blowout. what does that mean? 10 plus points? I don't know if I view 10 points as a blowout. It's one-sided, especially if it was 10 points all along and they never really came close and not just, again, a pull-ahead touch or, you know, an extra touchdown at the end to seal it. I mean, again, context matters. But if they lose, let's just call it by 14 or more, 27-13, let's just call it that, 30-17, which is not 14 points or more, 30-14. Just use that. Is that going to, I mean, people are going to be bummed. People are going to be disappointed. People are going to be maybe mad. People are going to be worried. I don't think that means, oh no, the roof is about to cave in because of the opponent. Now, talk to me next week at home against Carolina and you lose 30-14, we got a different perspective. We got a different prism. I'm talking about this game and this game alone. A blowout loss, however you define blowout, but we're trying to give you, you know, again, a ballpark comparative, you know, 14-ish points. Matty, would a blowout loss of, say, 14 points, however you get there, would that ruin the mojo for you, or would that just be a bad day at the office and everybody has them?
No, it doesn't ruin the mojo. I would, and this may be sacrilegious to say, I didn't expect any of this so far this season. I wasn't expecting us to be leading the NFC East. I wasn't expecting us to be where we are. I wasn't expecting us to go into this game talking about us being contenders with the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time, we are so far and ahead, whatever we've done, a loss here is a loss. This league is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
This team has already proven itself to be very capable.
Wait. When you say a loss is a loss, you mean like a three-point loss in your mind is essentially how you're going to process it, essentially the same as a one-sided, lopsided blowout, 14-ish point loss?
I'm going to obviously, if it's a blowout, you take a look at what
mm-hmm.
went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But from the perspective of I didn't think we were going to be contenders in the first place, if we win, it's going to be, in my mind, that's, holy crap, we're a lot better than I thought we were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if we lose, it's, all right, where did we go wrong? But to me, this game, if we win, great. If we win, oh, that's fantastic. If we lose, okay. It's no big deal for me. I would like to see what went wrong, and I would like to see progression then against Carolina. But
I think for me, and I understand exactly where you're coming from, I think for me, a close loss, again, there is no moral victories in a lot of ways and how people process things mentally, emotionally, what have you. I think a close loss would tell us, you know what? They're even further ahead than I thought they were. And when I say a close loss, I mean a three-point loss, what have you. And especially, again, if they go punch for punch, you know, the entire game. Not if they score late garbage time touchdown or, you know, if they're down 17 and they score a couple of late touchdowns.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think that if they go punch for punch and lose, I think that's an extreme win. I think that if they don't go punch for punch and if we see that Jaden has a little bit of just being a human this game and doesn't go insane and he's not getting points every single drive kind of deal, then you know what? He's a rookie, and you could chalk this up to after he made his appearance and started playing well in the league.
Mm.
So it's a first not great game. I'd be fine with you. In a lot of ways, as we were saying before the season, you need to give him time to prove that he's the guy. We can't be crowning him the champion week one. You need to give him time after a loss. You can't say, oh, it's a bust. You can't blow it up. It's like, you know what? If he loses, okay.
If they lose this game, for me, I just hope it's because their effort is so valiant. It's easy to see. It's easy to recognize. Again, I keep saying punch for punch. I just hope if they lose this game, we all walk away going, okay, they've got it, man. They're not there yet, but they've got it.
And that's one of the things that I noticed the past couple of years with this team is especially in games where they were out of it, they all decided that it was just time to hang up the cleats and whatever happens in the rest of the game, I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
Even if we're down by 13, 14 points, I want to see fight. I want to see the guys tearing and being like, you know what?
Yeah.
Yes, there's
but
a minute, 30 seconds,
I'd
but
rather
we're going to push.
I'd rather them lose by three again. And again, it's context, right? I'd rather them lose by three, again, going blow for blow, punch for punch, possession for possession, just lose on a Justin Tucker 58-yard field goal, whatever it is, and you just feel like you left it all out there, then lose by three, again, same score, but be down by 17 midway through the fourth quarter and you score two touchdowns. Again,
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying, right? Context matters.
For me, I guess it comes down to, is the energy level going to be there? Is it going to be a fight for the ball? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be every single down, everyone's giving their all? If I see that, win, lose, it doesn't matter. I'm seeing progression.
I agree. Let's get back to the phones and get a couple of you guys in here. First up, Mark in Northeast DC on the Team 980. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
You know, you guys have already left us almost no room because you've covered you've covered so many angles. I mean, what does happen if they get blown out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get blown out? Did you get blown out because you had a bunch of turnovers, you had a bunch of penalties, or is it because you couldn't move the ball, you know? So I'm looking to see where we are. For me, I'm shocked that we're 4-1, that this team is doing so well. So I myself did not expect us to, be this good this early. But if we get blown out, yeah, I'm not hanging up the cleats either, because it is only one game. But this is a great measuring stick. But I'm looking to see how we compete in this game. And then, just like you said, are we competing until the end? That's what I'm looking to see. But then here's another thing, you know. Since you posed the question, I thought, what if we blow them out?
If you blow them out, right? And the reason why, I mean, you understand, obviously, the reason why we didn't ask. If they blow them out, even if they win a close one, I mean, people are going to go bonkers because we've been so starved for success around here, and because the Ravens are considered not only a geographical, like, you know, at this point, bully and big brother, if you will, to the Washington Commanders or Washington NFL franchise. But because it's Lamar, because it's King Henry, because it's Baltimore, because it's on the road, because, you know, I probably Jaden, if they win in any sort of way, had a good game, people are going to lose their beep. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 110%. I'm very excited because for the first time in a long time, I expect something. You know, I expect to compete and maybe win. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you, Mark. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. 301-230-0980. Let's squeeze in Sam here before the break, and then we'll get to the Birdman on the other side. I'm sure he wants to yell at me about something fictitious. What's up, Sam? How are you?
Chris, how you doing? Happy
good,
Friday
Sam.
To you.
Yeah, man. Happy feel good Friday to you, man. Thanks for the buzz.
So listen, like you said, the key word that you mentioned was context. First of all, they playing with house money. Nobody expected them to be 4-1. So after six games, if they 4-2, whether they lost by one or if they lost by 101, everybody that rocks burgundy and gold are going to be happy. But like you said, the context of the blowout, I mean, the way that you're speaking is if they lose 40-3. Well, what if they lose 40-20? And Jaden played well, but the defense didn't hold up. We would still be pretty okay because we would see that the offense is still moving right along, but the defense just couldn't hold
up.
No,
that's a fair point.
Trying to predict it.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. I feel you.
But historically, you know, the Ravens are, 15-2 versus rookie quarterback? So I think what I'm looking forward to is just to see how good is he going to play. You know, and at the end of the day, I'm happy with where we are. And the real measuring stick for me is not even this game. The measuring stick is when the number one pick comes. That's the game that I want to see. When one versus two play, and I know I'm a week ahead, but that's the game because right now we playing with house money. You know, like you said, big brother versus little brother. If we just hold our own, if we just look viable like we've been looking for 5 weeks, everybody is going to be okay. you know, some people going to come and, you know, want to shrug us off and, like, bring us back down. But at 4-2, nobody thought we would be that. So that's my take on it. Have a great weekend.
I love it.
Talk to you some other.
I love it. Appreciate you, Sam. Thank you. Good to hear from you as well on the Team 98248. We'll take a timeout. We'll get back to the Birdman. We'll get back to you on the phones, 301-230-0980. What would a blowout loss tell us? And Sam just provided some different context that we hadn't laid out. What would a close loss tell us? We know what a win will tell us. We're focusing on, you know, what's the more interesting element here? And how do they win this game? Will they blitz the snot out of Lamar? We'll see what the Birdman thinks about that coming up on the Team 980.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, on this feel-good football Friday, it's a good time to remind everybody that the Philadelphia Phillies got eliminated the other day. It's called hitting the post, baby, by the way. Even though it has nothing to do with football, it's a good time to remind everybody that Bryce Harper has not won a ring yet. And he has made one World Series. So give him that. Just a good time to remind everybody. A quick thought on Thursday night, last night, I mean, obviously a huge win for the 49ers, especially with, again, all of their injuries. Mason, as we've mentioned several times throughout the show, McCaffrey, so on and so forth. Huge, huge road win on a short week, you know, all of that. Listen, Brock Purdy, like they call him a system quarterback, I understand he's great in that system. He has to be great first. That's why I never call people system quarterbacks. That's why I make fun of, you know, people when I call them the San Francisco systems. Yes, players can be much better in one system than the other. They have to be great in that system. They have to perform consistently and at a top level in that system for you to think that way. So give them credit. Of course, the system accentuates and helps. Kyle's going to make a lot of quarterbacks look better than they probably are. Not everyone. Not everyone. We've seen quarterbacks fail. Plenty of them. But you get the point? One last thing. Can we just please, I know they've got some injuries. The Seahawks defense has not only not looked good the last 3 weeks, they've been shredded, granted, by two good offenses, Detroit and San Francisco. But the guy you guys kick in the nuts all the time, Daniel Jones, and the Giants, without Malik Nabers, went in there and scored mid-20s. Granted, they scored more than that, but some of that was on special teams. Mid-20s on the road in Seattle. Can we please stop putting Mike McDonald in the Hall of Fame? Like some of you were trying to do after three games when they had played nobody. And listen, I was higher on them than certainly I am now. I understand injuries are a part of it. They've lost a couple guys. Byron Murphy, there's another defensive back, whatever. I got it. Understand. Can we please stop thinking that coaching is all that matters? Is the only thing that changes around teams, good or bad? Can we please stop? And actually, I don't know, look at the players that actually play. Just a friendly reminder. All right, here he is, teeing him up. Let's get to him. The Birdman, before the top of the hour. What's up, Bertie?
What's up, Chris?
How are you, pal?
You know, I am well, man. How are you?
Doing okay. It's Feel Good Football Friday. I had some Chinese food for dinner last night. Watched the Thursday night game. Correctly picked it, as I so correctly picked so many games. You know, it's just amazing how the kind of brilliance that I have, you know?
Yeah, well, don't strain your arm patting yourself on the back there, Chris.
you know I love to bury Horowitz myself.
That's right. So real quick, Ravens Commanders, let me start by saying this. I don't care if the Commanders come up here and wet the bed. It's not going to change the conversation around the NFL from an outsider looking in. This is from a Ravens fan. Everything the Commanders have accomplished and the conversation around Jaden Daniels still being in the lead for the rookie of the year. It doesn't change anything. So even if they come up here wet the bed, because, you know, when you look at this game, I honestly think the Commanders are going to come up here and it's going to be I don't want to say a domination, but they're going to be humbled. Because I've looked at this game throughout the week. I don't see how the Commanders come up here and win. It's a very tough environment up here to play in.
It is.
You're going to see a lot of pools, a lot of stacks on the Ravens with King Henry, where they're pulling to the left-hand side. The Commanders playing a base defense, nickel, and the Ravens love running against the base.
I don't know if they're going to play as much nickel as they traditionally and normally do. I don't know that
I
for sure.
I hope they don't.
Because they know they've got to fill those gaps. They know they can't be light in the box. They know if Derrick Henry, never mind Lamar, gets going downhill. That's how a lot of these big runs have happened. You know that against Cincinnati. Yeah. Where that run was to the outside perimeter off the left tackle, right? You get him out in space. The run against Buffalo, I'm trying to remember if it started up the middle, I can't remember, and then there was a cut, I can't remember, but you know, if you let Derrick Henry get ahead of steam.
Okay. Right.
All right. So if Derrick Henry gets ahead of steam like he did against Cincinnati in overtime, it's over. It's gone. Done. Like, so I think they're shooting gaps. I think they're, you know, playing, you know, more five-man fronts. I think they're playing heavier and taking their chances that way. And if they get beat over the top, they get beat over the top.
Well, you know, you got to set the edge, and this is both teams. They're going to have to set the edge, because if they allow either of these quarterbacks to come out, it's going to be a very dangerous situation. Lamar, you know, we joked about a pocket passer yesterday, but he can handle pressure now. Mm-hmm. He can roll. And I think that's where he's the most successful at, believe it or not.
I agree. That's why you got to find a way to box him in. Harder, easier said than done, but you got to do it.
Yeah, I just don't know how the Commanders come out of this with a win.
They probably don't. They probably don't, Bird. But, you know, again, that's why there's a difference, you know, from a Commander's perspective about a valiant effort versus a blowout, you know, loss. So, you know, we got to see. I got to run because I'm up against the top of the hour. I'll chat with you, off on the side. But I appreciate you as always. 258, Team 980. We got a break for the 3 o'clock top of the hour here. One more hour to go. A final hour of power. Happy hour in the nation's capital and beyond on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.